Welcome to Inside Retirement, Motor City Edition with Brett Brzezinski. Brett is the president of Brzezinski Group Retirement Solutions and a wealth advisor. Brett has been in the financial services industry for nearly 20 years. Brett and his team at Brzezinski Group Retirement Solutions have helped hundreds of families develop personalized retirement plans for their unique financial situations.
With tariffs and trade policy making headlines lately, it's time to ask yourself, are your investments and financial plans prepared? I'm Jen Rizak, and this is Inside Retirement Motor City Edition with Brett Brzezinski. Brett, of course, is president of Brzezinski Group Retirement Solutions. He is author of the book Cheers to the Best Years, Your Guide to a Confident Retirement. And today he's going to help us break down some of these recent headlines, what some of these changes could mean for your portfolio and ways you can stay ahead. Because, boy, Brett, there just has been so much financial news with tariffs, trade policy. It seems like there are updates coming constantly. That makes people wonder, gosh, do I need to be making changes to my plan, or am I okay to just stay the course? It's something that people are concerned about.
Yeah, Jen, you're absolutely right. I mean, obviously, it seems that each day that we open the paper or read the headlines online or on television, there's seemingly a new update, whether it's a positive or potentially a negative one as it relates to all of this tariff talk, which has really been a constant now for the last several months in our country. And, you know, going back to, March and April, when President Trump really started to implement the threat at the time of tariffs across the globe, essentially. You know, if you recall, and I know many haven't forgot, I'm sure, the immediate reaction of our markets was negative, right? We saw markets drop quickly in rapid form over just a period of weeks, and in some cases, a matter of days. And I think a lot of that stemmed from fear of the unknown. What is this going to mean? Are these just negotiating tactics, or are they real? And the one thing we've learned, if nothing else, about the direction of our markets and how they perform is markets and in turn, obviously businesses, they do not like uncertainty. They may not necessarily always like the rules of the game that they're being asked to play. But once they know the rules, typically most businesses can create a game plan from which to navigate from there. But when they don't know the rules, and they don't know if tariffs are going to be imposed or how it's going to affect their bottom line, companies and in turn the general public typically, you know, panic, or they become highly uncertain. And so by no means does it appear that we're done imposing tariffs, or at least not negotiating tariffs with other countries at this time. And so I think we have to just kind of take more of a 10,000 foot view here and realize that, you know, quote, the news of the day, whatever that particular day's headlines may bring related to tariffs in this example, you know, they could obviously have short-term, you know, quick and decisive impacts on our markets. And if you're not careful, it could also then in turn have quick impacts on your portfolio, whether those are good and unfortunately sometimes bad. So I think just kind of making sure we understand that the news of the day can have very short-term, oftentimes emotional impacts on our portfolios and our markets. But I think the bigger picture here is, what is the long game? Mm-hmm. What are the tariffs ultimately going to look like? And we're clearly getting more and more clarity to that by the day, it seems. And then from there, once these companies, again, quote, know the rules of the game from which they are expected to thrive in, you know, how is your portfolio in turn built to handle just that? And in some cases, you might already have a portfolio that's built to thrive in that environment. And for others, it probably requires some changes to what we're doing so that we don't fall behind on our goals as it pertains to growing our money for retirement.
Right. And you know, Brett, when it comes to making that determination, is our investment strategy structured in a way that makes sense for us? Do there need to be tweaks? Let's talk about what that process looks like. How do we figure out how we are positioned so we can then start figuring out what changes we might need to make?
Yeah. And again, I think it varies from person to person.
Sure.
And so not only does the, you know, amount of your wealth play into that answer, so does, you know, what phase of your financial life are you in? Because if you're a young accumulator, still nowhere near the retirement years, then I think taking a diversified approach to investing and making sure that you're rebalancing your portfolio at least several times a year with everything that's been going on to make sure you're not overly exposed in any one particular area, segment, or perhaps country. That would be key. But as history would prove, you know, still investing for long-term growth. Whereas those who are already retired or who are planning to retire in the next handful of years, perhaps, a more cautious approach, I might say, would be needed, or maybe a more thorough approach or evaluation of existing investments would be warranted. Because number one, typically if you're getting ready to retire or you're already retired, you probably have enough money to do that, which means that you've been good savers. And so it's critical that your investments align with your purpose, with where you're at in life. And for most retirees, although they're still looking for growth on their portfolio, it typically does not come at the levels of risk that you might have had if you were a young accumulator. So if you're between the ages of 55 and 75, and you've saved at least $250,000 for retirement, I really want you to pause for a second to hear this. You really, at the end of the day, you only get one shot at retirement. And the truth is, the biggest risks that you'll face throughout retirement, things like taxes and inflation, and in this case, market volatility, they oftentimes don't really show up in some cases until after you stop working. And so to try to get ahead of that, it's why we're offering our portfolio stress test. It's a completely free, no pressure whatsoever analysis designed to help you answer one powerful question. Number one, can I retire confidently? And if so, can I stay retired without running out of money or overpaying in taxes, or in some cases, falling victim to the next market drop?
Brett and the team at Brzezinski Group Retirement Solutions can show you ways to structure your income, potentially reduce taxes, and help preserve your nest egg using strategies tailored to your situation. So no fluff, no sales pitch, it's just clarity. But these appointments do fill up fast. There are a limited number set aside each week for listeners of our radio show. So if you want to know that your plan is ready for retirement, the time to act is right now. Call or text the word RETIRE to 800-641-3361. That's text the word RETIRE to 800-641-3361 and request your free roadmap for retirement. This is Inside Retirement Motor City Edition with Brett Brzezinski. We'll be back. Thanks for joining us today on Inside Retirement Motor City Edition with Brett Brzezinski. Brett is president of Brzezinski Group Retirement Solutions. They've been helping people throughout the Metro Detroit area with retirements since 1988. And I am Jen Rizak alongside, you know, Brett, aside from all of these changes that keep happening with tariffs and trade policy, we've also seen some updates to our tax laws. How should our listeners approach their tax-efficient strategies when we think about some of these changes and just this ever-evolving financial world that we're trying to navigate?
Well, taxes are certainly a big topic for a lot of retirees, and for good reason, because as I often say, and I know I talk a lot about this in my book, Cheers to the Best Years, Your Guide to a Confident Retirement, we talk about how, you know, you only get one shot at retirement, and it's critical that you get it right. But we also talk a lot about how, you know, in retirement, it's not really about how much money do you make. It's about how much money do you get to keep at the end of the day. And when I say keep, you know, in most cases, I'm referencing keeping your hard-earned money in your pocket to spend on the things that you need in retirement, opposed to giving unnecessary amounts of your wealth away to the IRS in the form of unnecessary tax. And so obviously recently, with the passing of the Big Beautiful Bill in Congress, it's given us some clarity from which to plan on over the coming years as it relates to tax strategies. You know, one of the things that we're very proud of here at Brzezinski Group Retirement Solutions is that, you know, we refer to ourselves as holistic retirement planners or holistic financial advisors. And, you know, you might say, well, what does that mean? Well, in our opinion, in order to be a holistic or a comprehensive advisor, it requires attention and detail around multiple phases of a retirement plan opposed to the more common approach of just helping families with their investments throughout life and into retirement. That might be more of a broker who specializes in just that area. But holistic planners, not only do they help advise and manage investments for retirees, but it would also include structuring income plans throughout retirement, right? Helping families understand where their income is going to come from year in, year out, decade in and decade out, planning for unplanned medical expenses throughout retirement, addressing legacy and estate planning. But in this case, also very prominently would be retirement tax savings strategies or planning, which all of those parts are an integral component of our roadmap for retirement plan that we build for our clients here. But on the topic of tax, what this big, beautiful bill going through has done is it's eliminated the fear or the uncertainty around the previous tax cuts that have been in place since 2017. Remember, at the end of the year 2025, every single one of us was expected to see our tax brackets rise as the tax cuts were set to expire. Well, now we have the confidence in knowing that at least for the next handful of years at a minimum, these low tax brackets that we've all been enjoying the last number of years are still going to be around. And what does that do for you? Well, in most cases, many of you have the opportunity to start chipping away at some of the tax that you owe the government in retirement on your retirement accounts now, while taxes are still on sale, right? We've got one heck of a low tax rate environment from which to take advantage of. And it doesn't just mean that we're going to get less tax on our paychecks, but rather how can we preserve our wealth for retirement? And when I use the word preserve, I'm specifically referring to more money in your pocket, less than that of the IRS's. And so one example of that might be the popular strategy many are starting to deploy, which would be called a Roth IRA conversion. And remember, Roth IRAs are retirement accounts where you pay the tax upfront when the money goes in. There is typically no tax benefit whatsoever when you put money into a Roth IRA, where on the flip side of that, the reverse would be putting money into a traditional 401k or a traditional IRA. When you put money into your 401k, you get a tax benefit right then and there by having to defer or delay paying income tax on those contributions. Mm-hmm. But when you take those 401ks or those IRAs into retirement, as many of you will do, and then you're excited to finally start taking money out for the first time to buy groceries or to pay for a trip or to go golfing, whatever you're going to do in retirement, many of you are hit with the harsh reality that, wow, I don't have as much money as I thought because a lot of this money actually belongs to the IRS, unfortunately. A Roth IRA, on the flip side of that, again, no benefit to put the money in per se, but all of the money you put in and all of the growth on that money over time in retirement, when you go to draw it out, it all comes out completely tax-free, regardless of where tax rates are in the future in this country. And so right now, if I know that my taxes are historically low and will be for the next couple of years, and I have a sizable amount of money in those accounts that still need to be taxed eventually, like a 401k or an IRA, I might want to take a real hard look right now and determine what are some strategies I might consider to keep more money in my pocket for retirement. And Roth conversions are a very popular way for many of you to do that. Now, there's other strategies as well, and I certainly don't have enough time on the show here today to walk you through all of them. But for many of you out there, based on our experiences here in Michigan, working with so many of you over the last several decades, I can tell you that the high majority of the families that call us, right, typically families who are 55 or older that have saved, you know, 250, maybe 500,000 up to several millions of dollars for retirement, oftentimes there's opportunities out there that you can, and many of your peers have been taking advantage of the last few years as part of a holistic retirement plan. And so if, again, as I often say, if taxes are on sale right now, I might want to make sure I'm not missing out on that sale. I don't want to owe the IRS tons of money later in life, all because I missed the boat on building tax-free money for my family and I today for our future. And although that may sound complicated or complex, because oftentimes taxes certainly can do that, I want you to hear this again. Like I say so often, you only get one shot at retirement. And the truth is, these big risks that you'll face eventually, things like taxes and inflation, they don't have to be at someone else's mercy. You do have control more than many of you think. And it's why we've built our retirement tax savings analysis it's a great tool that we help families with to help them uncover, number one, how much in tax might you owe throughout the course of retirement on what you've currently saved? And could your lifestyle handle that? But number two is, what are some tax saving strategies that personally make sense for your family right now to consider deploying to try to save yourself tens of thousands? And for some of you, maybe it's hundreds of thousands of dollars in taxes that require proactive planning around these strategies. And so at the end of the day, if you're saying, hey, can I retire confidently? And if so, can I stay retired without ever running out of money? I don't want to overpay in taxes. I'm worried about the next stock market drop and just want to make sure I'm okay. Well, then you might want to give us a call.
And that number to call is 800-641-3361. You can just call or text the word tax, that's T-A-X, to 800-641-3361. This is Inside Retirement, Motor City Edition with Brett Brzezinski. We'll be back. Thanks for joining us today on Inside Retirement Motor City Edition with Brett Brzezinski. Brett is president of Brzezinski Group Retirement Solutions. They've been helping people throughout the Metro Detroit area with retirements since 1988. Brett is also the author of the book, Cheers to the Best Years, Your Guide to a Confident Retirement. And today, as we talk about things like thinking about tax efficiency with our retirement income and thinking about how our investments are allocated, Brett, let's talk about how we can tie all of this together, because those sound like two totally different concepts, and yet we need to be thinking about all of these different things when it comes to our overall strategy for retirement, right?
Absolutely. And the overall strategy, I think, is the more important part there of that statement, Jen. And, you know, every so often, families will call our office and they'll say, hey, Brett, you know, I've been listening to you for years on this radio program, or I've been watching you for a long time on television every weekend. And, you know, a lot of the things that you talk about, man, they're great. But, you know, I've got a financial advisor I work with, and they do a great job at managing my portfolio, but they don't really talk about a lot of the things that you talk about, specifically things like tax planning and, you know, income planning throughout retirement and healthcare planning. And Brett, I just would like you to help me figure out, you know, how do I save money in taxes? And and although I certainly appreciate that perspective, of course, at the end of the day, you don't want me to do that. And let me tell you why. You don't want me to tell you how to go and create this holistic tax planning, tax reduction strategy on your portfolio with my eyes only on taxes. Now, it doesn't mean that in order to get an analysis from us, right? Earlier in the show, we offered up our complimentary retirement tax savings analysis. And by all means, take advantage of that. I'll even put the number out there again if you'd like it. It's 800-641-3361. But at the end of the day, to truly give you advice around how to save money in tax and what strategies to deploy that are personalized and best for your family, it would require me to also have a really good handle on your overall investment strategy for retirement. And it can't just stop there. It also needs to tie into, what is your income needs going to be in retirement, and how are we going to solve them? Because every one of those decisions directly impacts or affects the other. And so I'll give you a great example of that. Let's talk about the importance of having an income plan for retirement, and how so few people right now, I'm realizing, do not have them. And a lot of times they think that they do. You know, families will come in looking for a second opinion of their current portfolio or their current plan, and we'll ask them, well, now that you're going to retire in the next couple of years, you know, where is your income going to come from each year? And they'll say, well, I'm going to just take, you know, a certain amount of money out of my investments each and every year. And that's logical to me, but I would say, well, are you currently investing your money with that goal in mind? And have you created multiple streams of income that you can tap? And they say, well, I don't know. And they'll say, here's my statements. You know, I really like my advisor. He or she is great. And when we do that analysis, it oftentimes uncovers that families are oftentimes just working with a portfolio manager opposed to that of a retirement planner. And so let's take an example. Let's say that you have an investment portfolio with a broker, or maybe you manage it yourself, and you are a moderate risk taker, and you have a portfolio that's, you know, like many, 100% invested in stocks and bonds and mutual funds and what have you, and you're now retired and you take income out of your portfolio the first week of every month. So every single month during that first week, you take a withdrawal from your investment portfolio to cover that month's worth of expenses in retirement. And if you had not had a well thought out retirement income plan, then I would imagine you had some difficulties back in the months of March and April of 2025. Because as we started the show talking a lot about tariffs, right around those first couple of days of April, we saw our markets drop over 10% in just a matter of a couple of short days in response to the unknowns and uncertainties of President Trump's tariff statements. Now, imagine that you had a portfolio that was not prepared for retirement, unknowingly, of course, and your portfolio fell 7, 8, 10% in those first couple of days of April, and then you sold some of your investments because you needed income that month to get the money out of your portfolio. So you sold investments while they were down in value. And as we sit here today, of course, not only was that just a blip on the radar because the markets came all the way back and then some over the last handful of months, you missed out on the full impact of that recovery in the market because you were a forced seller for income in a temporary down market. And so how somebody might navigate that or avoid that would be starting to create different, what we call buckets within your portfolio that have a variety of different investments associated to them, each bucket having its own purpose. So for example, if we know that you're going to be taking withdrawals from your portfolio every month over the next year, it would probably be not in your best interest to have investments in that bucket that might fall in value right around the time that you're taking withdrawals. Now, whereas if you have a bucket within your portfolio that is not planned to be needed for 5 to 10 years from now, well, then we wouldn't need to worry about things like what we experienced back in April. And so it's not rocket science. It's just comprehensive, holistic planning that's required to not step in any of these hidden trap doors that retirement presents, because we don't know what we don't know as retirees. And so many families out there, and we tell them all the time after we do our analysis for them is, you know, Mr. or Mrs. Client, you know, you've done such a great job saving money, right? Like you did everything you were supposed to do to get to this point of being able to retire and stay retired. Your job now is to just not screw it up. And we tell them that as a compliment. And retirement planning is not exciting. Now, getting to plan what you're going to do in retirement is a lot of fun. But the planning part's not exciting because it's just simply about identifying the risks or threats you might face in retirement and having a plan for them now in advance of them potentially showing up on your doorstep. And it goes back to what I always say, you only get one shot at retirement. You have to get it right. If you would like your own personal retirement portfolio stress test, retirement tax savings analysis, comprehensive retirement income plan, maybe you just want a second opinion, give us a call. If you're one of the next 20 callers on the show, we'll do those analysis for you completely free, no cost, and there's never any pressure or obligation here. The number today is 800-641-3361. You can also text us the word retire to that same number, 800-641-3361. 3361.
Thanks for joining us today on Inside Retirement Motor City Edition with Brett Brzezinski. Brett is president of Brzezinski Group Retirement Solutions. They've been helping people throughout the Metro Detroit area with retirements since 1988. Brett is also the author of the book Cheers to the Best Years, Your Guide to a Confident Retirement. And as we talk today about all the different factors to consider as you're preparing for retirement, things like what's going on with the markets and your strategy for income and being tax efficient, Brett, that still doesn't cover all the different areas that we need to think about. I'm going to throw in one more for us to also try to plan around, and that would be things like healthcare costs in retirement. And this is a big one. We don't know how long we'll live in retirement, and we don't really know what the state of our health will be over the course of a 30-year retirement. So how do you have those conversations with people? How do you factor that healthcare piece into an overall retirement plan? This is a big one.
Well, it's definitely a big one because it's ultimately going to impact the high majority of families out there more than anything else we might talk about on the program, right? I mean, we can talk about taxes and we can talk about, you know, proper investment management, you know, and minimizing overall investment risk and generating income. All those things are critical. But the one area that I think gets really overlooked is the vital importance of within the walls of your holistic retirement plan is having a strategy to navigate the uncertainties of large medical expenses that statistically are likely to show up on your doorstep at some point as you age into retirement. And I think it's important that we distinguish the difference between Medicare, Medicaid, and ultimately what is and what is not covered. When you turn 65, most of you'll go on Medicare, right? Government-sponsored healthcare. And Medicare is great for a lot of things. It covers all of the big stuff, you know, surgeries and, you know, prescriptions and doctor visits. And yes, there's cost to that, but the majority of the things that people are going to experience, it's covered by Medicare. But one thing that many families will encounter that is not covered by Medicare is the very real expense of potential long-term care. You know, long-term care is a major threat to the financial success of a retiree because many are vulnerable to the expense with their own dollars. And whether that's because there's not enough information or education out there about it to get people confident to go out and solve this issue on their own, or maybe they have preconceived ideas about what it is and is not, it doesn't matter. But at the end of the day, Jen, we've talked about this before on the show. Nationwide did a study not that long ago. Nationwide Insurance did a study not that long ago. Mm-hmm. And I paraphrase it here, but it was something along the lines of if you're 65 years old today, there was nearly a 70% chance that you or your spouse, if you're married, would need some form of long-term care in retirement in
right,
your lifetime.
Right.
I mean, 7 out of 10 people. Right? That's crazy. And so when you look at the costs, and, you know, Genworth did a study, right, to say, well, here's the average costs out of pocket in our country these days. If you need somebody to come into your home and provide assistance for you while you're still at home, somewhere around $65,000 to $75,000 a year in out of pocket costs. Wow. Imagine having to go into a nursing home. Well over $100,000 a year or assisted living. And so these are expenses that have to come directly from you if you don't have a plan for it. And a plan would be moving that expense to the pocketbooks of an insurance company instead. And so, you know, there's a lot of, I think, misinformation out there about what is long-term care and what is it not and how do I acquire it and am I too old for it and am I not healthy enough? Maybe the answer to that is maybe. But what I can tell you personally is this, the marketplace for solutions around planning for something like long-term care has come light years over the last handful of years in terms of new products and new solutions in the marketplace that are far more consumer friendly than they ever had been, at least in the 20 years I've been in this business now. And so it's really opened up a whole new demographic of retirees who are exploring it, pursuing it, and in many cases, acquiring this type of protection because they start to realize, man, let's take me for example, my wife Emily and I. If I need long-term care in my late 70s, let's say, or my early 80s, and we go into that event uncovered, and I needed to pay out of pocket, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars over a period of years, and then I passed away. But my wife, Emily, let's say, lives 10 more years longer than me. Sure, we might have had enough money in that example to, quote, self-insure. We might have had enough money to pay those expenses while I was still around. But if we ended up depleting our nest egg so quickly over those period of years while I was in care, and Emily now lives 10 more years longer, she's now being asked to live probably a fraction of the lifestyle we lived before, because I've left her with not very much money left to take care of herself. And so you just want to pause and take a look at what would the impact to you and or your spouse, if you're married, be if one or both of you ultimately were in that 70% category of those that need long-term care. It's kind of like, this is a poor analogy, I'll admit it, but it's kind of like, you know, a silent killer of retirement plans. Like, you don't see it, you don't feel it, it's not present until it shows up on your doorstep, and then you're like, oh man, what do you mean we're on the hook for all this money? And in reality, many of you out there with proper planning, I believe, can completely, or at least in the majority sense, offload that financial threat to your portfolio onto somebody else, i.e. an insurance company, without having to break the bank to do it. And again, I would just encourage you out there to learn about what options are in the marketplace, learn about what you could afford without having to jeopardize your quality of life while you're feeling good in retirement to acquire that type of care. Again, it's kind of all part of our holistic roadmap for retirement planning process, but maybe you have an old long-term care policy that keeps getting more and more expensive because it's one of the old dinosaur versions, as I call it. I'm not sure, but use this, if nothing else, today on the show as, you know, an eye opener that, hey, we've done a good job perhaps saving and growing our wealth, and we've got tax strategies in place. What are we missing? Well, it might be not having a plan for unplanned medical. If you would like to learn more about that process or our team at all, you can always visit us at maximizemyretirement.com. But for your complimentary analysis, simply be one of the next 20 callers on the show at 1-800-641-3361. That's 800-641-3361.
Thanks for joining us today on Inside Retirement Motor City Edition with Brett Brzezinski. Brett is president of Brzezinski Group Retirement Solutions. He is also the author of the book Cheers to the Best Years, Your Guide to a Confident Retirement. And as we talk today about some of the things to consider as we prepare for retirement, certainly with things like healthcare costs, preparing for that, and long-term care. Brett, you mentioned something earlier that there are some what you would consider to be more attractive options in today's marketplace. Certainly the options and the opportunities today are very different from what our parents or grandparents may have had. So maybe give us some examples of some of those options for today's retirees.
Yeah, and I can certainly try my best, Jen, to keep it as high level and generic as possible, because we could do 10 shows on the number of different companies and products and solutions that are out there. But purely to keep it informative and, you know, again, keep in mind, this isn't a recommendation for anybody out there in particular, but more just for general knowledge, I'll give you a couple of examples. So, for example, one strategy that some families might consider is you can purchase a life insurance policy. And you say, well, Brett, I'm 65 years old. What do I need life insurance for? Well, I would argue you probably don't need life insurance anymore. But one of the big negatives of the old school dinosaur plans, as I call them, of long-term care, were that you could pay a premium for them every single year. And if you lived a long, healthy life and you passed away peacefully, all those premium payments you made to that insurance company were for nothing, right? It was use it or lose it. And so a life insurance strategy with a feature called accelerated benefits would be a type of program where you'd make a premium payment each year for a life insurance policy that upon your passing would leave that death benefit behind to your loved ones, right? Your spouse, kids, grandkids, whomever it might be. However, if along the way you were one of the many individuals who unfortunately needed long-term care of some form, these life insurance policies with accelerated benefit features might allow you to actually start to spend down the death benefit while you're still alive to pay for long-term care costs. So that would be an idea where, because I'm going to make a premium payment for it every year, something that I could afford. If I live a long time and healthy and I die peacefully and I never needed long-term care, great. But all those premium payments I put in aren't for nothing. It turned into probably a real nice-sized death benefit for my kids or for my grandkids. But if I do need it, those premiums I've been paying can then in turn be repurposed through the form of some type of long-term care benefit. So that type of strategy might alleviate the, quote, use it or lose it fear that many people have. Or, you know, some of our clients, it's a big goal of theirs to leave a legacy behind to their kids or to their grandkids. And so although they'd like to put a little bit of money aside every year, in some cases an insurance policy, because, you know, oftentimes death benefits can transfer to beneficiaries tax-free, it's nice knowing that, hey, if grandma or grandpa or mom or dad along the way needed that money for themselves instead, there's another benefit for them via long-term care. So that would be one example. Another one out there in the marketplace would be maybe someone who, you know, doesn't necessarily want to go all in on long-term care, or they don't really care about leaving a legacy behind, but they recognize the need for protections and they'd like to see if there's a way to build in some form of long-term care help through maybe an overall investment strategy within their overall retirement plan. And so there are products in the marketplace today. One that comes to mind would be that of a fixed indexed annuity. And I know a lot of people out there own annuities or don't. Mm-hmm. It doesn't really matter.
Sure.
But there are annuities in the marketplace today that will give you the benefits of a traditional fixed indexed annuity, which at a very high level allows you to earn interest on your money based on the performance of some type of stock market index over time. That on the side within that overall annuity, there's also a long-term care benefit. And a lot of these long-term care benefits will grow every single year in dollar amount, so that if you ever need long-term care later in life, you could repurpose that annuity to get some really nice long-term care benefits out of it instead. But if you didn't need the long-term care, you could reuse that annuity money for retirement expenses. So again, it just is another strategy about, kind of, pardon the analogy, hedging your bet, if you will.
Yep.
Whether it's wanting to leave a legacy to kids and grandkids through life insurance, but hey, if I need the money for long-term care, it's there as well. Or it's, I know I want to own some kind of annuity in my overall retirement portfolio, but I'm not sure how I'm going to spend that money yet. And I'd love to have some long-term care help built into that instead of having to go buy a separate long-term care policy. There's strategies like that in the marketplace. And there's even more and more than just those. But for the sake of time, those are just a couple of popular strategies that retirees and pre-retirees are more commonly, as they learn about them, starting to build into their overall holistic retirement plan. Because at the end of the day, leaving that risk of out-of-pocket medical to this tune exposed in your plan is probably not the right idea. And so, you know, when we work with our families here at Brzezinski Group Retirement Solutions, as we've talked about, part of our roadmap for retirement plan is we build them out a retirement income plan so they can see year after year, decade after decade, where their income is going to come from, and under some general assumptions, you know, how long their money is going to last. We can use that same tool to then illustrate a hypothetical long-term care event to either the husband or the wife or whomever it might be. And it's an eye-opener to see that plan change for the worse if they were left vulnerable to that event. But then once we walk through some different types of strategies that may make sense for that particular individual or family, we can then model right into that same plan, you know, the cost of the insurance, the cost of the protection.
Mm-hmm.
And then still show families that their lifestyle in most cases in retirement, even despite now having a long-term care premium expense, is still well within their comfort levels. So I just think it comes down to seeing it, to believe it, and understanding the risks of not having it. And that's where I think planning is great at doing that. And so for our listeners out there, you know, if you feel uncertain or vulnerable to the very real threat of long-term care and the expenses that it's going to present, if you're one of the statistical 7 out of 10 retirees who will encounter it, give us a call, right? Our number is 800-641-3361. If you're one of the next 20 callers on the show, We'll do these analyses for you completely free. And as always, there's no obligation or pressure here at our firm. You can learn more about us at MaximizeMyRetirement.com, but be one of the next 20 callers, 1-800-641-3361.
Joining us today on Inside Retirement Motor City Edition with Brett Brzezinski. Brett is president of Brzezinski Group Retirement Solutions. They've been helping people throughout the Metro Detroit area with retirements since 1988. And today, Brett, as we have been really defining what is part of the retirement landscape and some of the challenges that today's retirees need to be preparing for. I know this is something that you've referred to as this next generation of retirees. Let's talk a little bit about the need for having that overall plan that touches on these different areas of retirement that we've covered today. Things like your investments, your income, thinking about being tax efficient, even health care and long-term care. What are some ways that we can identify the risks that are out there and start putting together a strategy to help us work around them?
Yeah, I think you're right. It's planning, 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 of course, as I'm always going to keep harping on. But, you know, we can break it up into different bites there. So let's just quickly rattle off what are the most common threats to a retiree or to somebody who's planning to retire, right? Well, I would say the first threat that you have to address would be stock market volatility. And what I mean by that is if you understand that retirement is not about how much money can you make anymore, but rather hanging on to the money you've worked so hard to save and making sure that you have a plan that will allow that money to last as long as you do, then it would bear the importance of ensuring that your investment portfolio aligns with that goal in mind. And so one of the easiest ways to, quote, screw it up in retirement would be taking on an excessive amount of risk with your overall investments into a phase of life that amount of risk for many of you is no longer necessary. Now, to be clear, I'm not suggesting that means that you need to get your money under your mattress when you retire. No, not at all. It just means having the awareness to understand what the appropriate amount of risk is in a portfolio for the phase of life you're working towards or currently in. And how do you do that? Well, our retirement portfolio stress test is a tool that we've built that helps families just like you learn what level of risk are your investments currently exposed to. If we were to undergo another big down market over a period of time, would your plans for retirement survive or would they have to change? That analysis is great because not only does it give you the data and reasonably easy things to understand, we keep it simple, but it also then gives you the opportunity to make changes before that hypothetical big market event comes our way again. Another large risk to retirees or threat would be not having a plan as to where you're going to get your income from every year. Obviously, you want to spend time maximizing or optimizing your Social Security strategy as to when you're going to file for your benefits. If you still have a company pension, making sure those decisions are made correctly. But for most of you, you're going to be taking withdrawals from your portfolio every year to live on. Having a plan and a strategy and underlying purposeful investments to meet that goal is key. Because the last thing you want to do is get well into retirement and look back and say, oh no, I've been doing it wrong and now I'm going to run out of money someday. Who would want that? Taxes are another major threat. Remember, our country is approaching $40 trillion in debt. And at some point, it's highly likely in your retirement, as taxpayers, we are going to have to address that. And that is likely to come in the form of higher taxes eventually. And when taxes rise in order to offset all of the spending that we've already done as a nation, that could directly negatively impact you in retirement. Remember, your 401ks and your IRAs, those are going to be taxed higher if taxes go up, which means less money for you than you thought. Your Social Security benefits might get changed based on taxation, right? Required minimum distributions when you get into your 70s, those are going to be impacted by taxes, on and on and on. So having the wherewithal to recognize that taxes to an extent are within your control. How much you keep and how much you give away requires proper planning. We've talked a lot today about unplanned medical and making sure that you recognize that there are strategies out there that many of your peers are finding attractive today that maybe did not exist years ago as a way to plug one of those final gaps or holes in your plan that you're currently vulnerable to, which would be the exposure of a major medical event that is not covered by Medicare, such as long-term care. And then to tie it all together, right, would be legacy and or estate planning, making sure that whenever you're gone, hopefully a long, long time from now, that your kids or your grandkids or your church or your charity or whatever it is going to get your wealth in the most efficient, purposeful way possible, right? Making sure that you have a plan for when you're no longer here. And I'm sure our listeners are sick of the word plan coming out of my mouth today, but it truly is what I think distinguishes and separates those who lead a confident retirement from those who leave an uncertain one. And at the end of the day, it's ultimately why our company exists here in Metro Detroit and has going back to the late 1980s. And so I'll say it for the final time today. If you are between the ages of 55 and 75, and you've saved at least $500,000 for retirement, I want you to pause for a second and really hear this. You only get one shot at retirement. And the truth is, the biggest risks that you're likely to face, things like taxes and inflation and market volatility and healthcare, many of them aren't really going to show up on your doorstep until after you stop working. And that's why here we offer our Roadmap for Retirement plan, a completely free, no pressure, no obligation analysis designed to help you answer one powerful question. Can I retire confidently and stay retired without running out of money, overpaying in taxes, or falling victim to the next market drop?
Brett and the team at Brzezinski Group Retirement Solutions will show you some ways to structure your income, potentially reduce your taxes, and help preserve your nest egg using strategies tailored to your situation. There's no fluff, no sales pitch, just clarity. But these appointments do fill up fast. There are a limited number set aside for each week for listeners of our radio show, so the time to act is right now. Just call or text RETIRE to 800-641-3361 and request your free roadmap for retirement. Be sure to tune in again next time for more strategies with Brett. We'll talk to you then.
Please remember that converting an employer plan account to a Roth IRA is a taxable event. Increased taxable income from the Roth IRA conversion may have several consequences. Be sure to consult with a qualified tax advisor before making any decisions regarding your IRA.
Our firm and AE Wealth Management provide services without regard to religious affiliation, and the views of individual advisors are not necessarily the views of AE Wealth Management. Investment advisory products and services made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance products are offered through the insurance business Brzezinski Group Retirement Solutions. Brzezinski Group Retirement Solutions is also an investment advisory practice that offers products and services through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor. AEWM does not offer insurance products. The insurance products offered by Brzezinski Group Retirement Solutions are not subject to investment advisor requirements. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any reference to protection, safety, or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investments. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying abilities of the issuing carrier. This radio show is intended for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be used as the sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual situation. Brzezinski Group Retirement Solutions is not permitted to offer, and no statement made during this show shall constitute tax or legal advice. Our firm is not affiliated with or endorsed by the U.S. government or any governmental agency. The information and opinions contained herein provided by third parties have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed by Brzezinski Group Retirement Solutions. This radio show is a paid placement.